Как мы проследим дальше?
So, how would we proceed on? I think that maybe there are some questions or maybe some comments. I have a question. First of all, I would like to say that we have published Hans Edling, a very thick book about medieval art, history of medieval art. Yes, this is a remarkable book, and certainly our students are reading it through, but unfortunately it doesn't cover the problems which I've mentioned in my presentation, because Hans Edling, he wrote books about chefs d'oeuvres, but this book which you mentioned, it doesn't cover the sociological factors, it doesn't mean the cultural factors of the art. So the works of this author, the articles of this author, which are dedicated to the modern art, they are not translated and they are not published yet. I think that we should certainly, for instance, translate and publish the works which are dedicated to modernity and theory. Yes, absolutely agree with you. And T.J. Clark, despite the fact that he is not translated, he is quoted very often in the art magazine, especially when we speak about the future of Documenta 12. And future of expressionism. I would like to ask the following question. As we understand now the education and the sphere of the modern art exists only in the form of non-academic educational institutions such as ProArte in St. Petersburg or a school in Moscow, a school of new educational strategies. But now there are rumors, and this very word is used in the interview which we made with Ivan Chichotin from St. Petersburg. He used this word, the rumor. So there are rumors that in St. Petersburg it is proposed to open a faculty headed by Bugayev Altekin. This is a rumor which is not proved yet, but still there are rumors that there would be faculty of modern art in the academy, so still it's very pleasant to hear that. Again, I have some information that probably a department or a faculty would be opened and dedicated to the modern art in the Russian University of Liberal Arts. So can you comment on that? Yes, you're absolutely right that the education in the sphere of modern art usually takes place in some non-academic institutions and spheres, so that is true, but certainly we do what we can in the framework of our state educational standards in order to include certain subjects dedicated to the actual, to the relevant art process, to the modern art in our curricula. So I would probably run the risk to say that we were supported by our leadership, by our administration, so we want to open a chair of modern art. We thought that maybe it is not efficient to develop such speciality as an expert of arts, fine arts, or arts history, because there are certain chairs of Russian culture and foreign culture, Western culture. We think that we should unify, we should unite those specialities. That's why we want to create not a faculty but a chair of modern arts, which would deal with different academical frameworks of studying the relevant, the modern educational art process. It is quite evident that the main focus would be on the studying of the art of the second half of the 20th century or early 21st century, the Soviet art and the Russian art, which would not be somehow depicted or pointed out. It would be regarded in the context of the world art. And we think that this archive would bring up new experts and train experts and teachers of the new modern art process. We have certainly prepared the curricular and different educational programs, and now we are to face different bureaucratic and red tape processes in order to get approval of these programs, but I believe very much that it will take place. So any other questions? So I represent, there is a mic. So as far as we have launched this very interesting dialogue, thank you very much for your nice presentation, but I have a question. Can you hear me now? Okay, yes, thank you very much. I was very much satisfied with what I've heard. My name is Dajana. I'm Doctor of Sciences and Professor of the Moscow State University Department of Modern Arts. And certainly I'm very much interested in bringing up curators and experts in the sphere of modern art. Certainly I would like to see the high level of education of these experts. So on the other hand, I'm interested in many other spheres, many other aspects. For 20 years I am dealing with artists, with painters who study at different graphic faculties in the Pedagogical University and in the Stroganov Industrial University, which used to be an institute. Deliver lectures to different artists and painters of different specialities. It depends on what they are going to do in their future professional life. And I have certain postgraduates classes in the Stroganov Industrial University. So one of my initiatives was to create a school of modern arts launched by Turchin, me and Mr. Ponomarev, Volodya Kuprianov. We tried to develop different accompanying aspects of this initiative because we had to deal a lot with young people. And I think that the structure which we have developed is very interesting. It exists under the aegis of the Moscow Museum of Modern Arts. You know that this support of the museum is very important, it's very great for us because everybody knows that no grants and salaries would be sufficient to support any such initiatives on the permanent basis. And we need the economic basis, economic support. Otherwise, we'll not be able to invite professors, invite foreign guests. So now we exist as an educational department within this Moscow Museum of Modern Arts. I believe that this very program, that this very initiative, when we can deal with postgraduates, when we can deal with the professional artists and painters, allows us to create a certain community of young people, artistic community, who would launch a number of projects. I'm very much grateful to the to this museum, because they have been supporting us for 5 years. They're supporting different exhibitions of the modern art, which take place every summer in June in this museum. And the task of the young creators is to get supported by the studies of the philosophy and the theory of modern art. They are to suggest some projects and project topics.
Powers or theories. In terms of cultural anthropology, we want to have a wide scope, and next year we hope to touch on space. I don't want to make a special presentation. I see that some people are very much afraid of wood, but I have several questions to you that I'd like to ask you. First of all, that has to have to do with our common fate. Do you really take it seriously that we are supposed to enter and to become a component of this Bologna Convention? Do you suppose it's worthwhile? As far as I know, both within our academic community in the Moscow State University, there is a huge opposition towards what you call radical processes of transformation of education. And there's opposition towards the entry of Russia into Bologna Convention. We know that we have signed it, but as to the implementation of this convention here and now, surely the question is absolutely burning, and it is a sensitive subject. But this is a complicated subject, not for ourselves and for our Western colleagues too, because recently we have been speaking with our counterparts from France and from the Humboldt University in Berlin. They also have serious fears as to Russia incorporating Russia and the streamlining of education systems. These fears are certainly there, and I don't know, maybe if they are omnipresent, but they are clearly widespread. And surely we do have fears of our own, because maybe I haven't stressed it that clearly. We do not feel that there is a need in absolutely radical and fundamental breakdown of existing education system. I suppose we should seek compromise, meeting points, and as to the need to enter the Bologna process, as far as I know, this is the issue which we cannot debate, because unfortunately we have signed, unless we withdraw from it, that maybe by that time we shall get to the common understanding, both in the countries of the European Union and in Russia, that maybe things must be worked out or should be adapted more to keep into consideration the national requirements of the countries. Because nowadays we've got an impression that this component of the system, that is, an opportunity to adapt it to national traditions. Unfortunately, they're missing that. It's very dangerous, it's grave. But how this matter will be addressed, well, I don't know. I would like to thank you.